Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, June 12th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Tesla unleashes their patents, Google reaches for the stars again, Facebook will give marketers more of your data, and Amazon rolls out music streaming. Those stories and more as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Tesla Motor CEO Elon Musk confirmed that his company will share its patents with anyone in the industry in an effort to advance the electric car sector. Musk said it will not initiate patent lawsuits against anyone who wants to use their technology in good faith. He believes that Tesla, as well as others, will benefit from a common, rapidly growing technology platform. 2 days after announcing plans to buy satellite startup Skybox Imaging, Google continues to reach for the stars. Sky News reports that the search giant is in talks with Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic about a deal to gain access to their satellite launching technology. The report says Google will invest $30 million for a minority stake in the company. The deal values Virgin Galactic at around $2 billion. Facebook plans to expand on the info it shares with sponsors for targeting ads to subscribers. Wall Street Journal's Bill Fantini reports.
The social network is adding data about your web browsing habits, gathered by placing lines of code on your computer that will collect information about the websites you visit and which mobile apps you've downloaded. Concerned about your privacy? Facebook says you'll be able to block the use of your browsing history and targeted ads by consulting the Digital Advertising Alliance, a self-regulatory group for the industry. Also, you can modify the information Facebook uses for ad targeting with a new tool called Ad Preferences. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.
Amazon.com has rolled out its new streaming service, Prime Music, although with some limitations. It's available for free without advertising, but only to members of Amazon's $99 per year Prime membership program in the U.S. And it's roughly only 1 million tracks do not include songs from Vivendi's Universal Music Group, nor newer tracks from Warner and Sony. Twitter's chief operating officer, Ali Rogani, announced his resignation today, effective immediately. The COO will remain with the company and serve as a strategic advisor to CEO Dick Costolo. The microblogging service has no plans to hire a new COO. Wall Street Journal is reporting that Rogani stepped down after getting into a dispute with Costolo, who had planned to strip Rogani of some of his responsibilities. While the industry still hasn't adopted a standard for wireless charging of mobile devices, Starbucks is placing a big bet on technology from Duracell PowerMat. Starbucks is planning a nationwide rollout of charging services incorporated on table and countertops to allow customers to plop down compatible devices and fill up their batteries for free without any wires. Coming up, tech stocks fall with the rest of the market.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Tech stocks sank with the broader markets, weighed down by concerns of rising oil prices. The Nasdaq was down 34 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 109. Amazon shares falling 2.7% after the e-tailer announced a music streaming service. Tesla shares losing 0.5%. Their CEO said he would make their patents available to the rest of the industry. We had other declines from Google down 1.4%, Facebook 2.2%, and Apple dropped 1.6%. We did see some strength in the tech sector. Shares of Hewlett Packard gaining 0.4% after Goldman Sachs upgraded the stock to neutral from sell. Advanced Micro Devices was up in trading most of the day, although they finished flat. Chipmaker announced a reorganization and named a new COO. And Twitter shares were higher after their COO said he would step down. They finished up 3.5%. That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.